Margie.
Good evening. Please join me with Diana Bakaroff on Bakaroff Gedula Chemincha Tatir Terura Alfet Gimel Yutat Sadi Kabel Rinat Amcha Sagvenu Taharenu Nora Kufrei Shayan Sin Tet Nun. And the two letters for the month of Adar, the Kuf, the double agent, which created the constellation Dagim, Pisces. Kuf is a double agent because it feeds the other side, but only sufficient amounts to keep it alive. Unfortunately, we're the ones who keep giving it strength. And the Gimel, which created the planet Jupiter, Tzedek. Na Gibor Dorshe Yehudcha Kevava Shamrem Nun Gimel Dalad Yud Kaf Shin. Nun Gimel Dalad has a gematria of 57, which is the same Hebrew word zan, which means parnasah or sustenance. Yud Kaf Shin is a sequence that we use to take back the energy that we've given to the other side through our mistakes. Barachem Tacharem Rachamei Sidkatcha Tamid Gamlem Betet Resh Tzadi Taf Gimel Asin Kadosh Birov Tuvcha Na'el Adatach Het Kuf Bet Tet Nunayin Yachid Geyeh Lamcha Penei Zokre Kedushatach Yud Gimel Lamed, Pei Zayin Kuf. Shavatenu Kabel Ushma tiaka tenu yo dea kalumot shinkuval tariyutah. And the last line we say silently in a whisper. I will say it out loud for the purposes of teaching. Baruch Shem Kibod Malchuto Leolam Vayed. One of my students today indicated to me that the Zohar is online. So those of you who do have Zohars that you're listening to and following along with, and if you're able to access a computer at home or during this call, you can go to Google and type in Zohar. I believe it's the most, type in Zohar the most, and you should be given a list that includes, in one of the early ones, a link to the Kabbalah Center's website where they have put up the Zohar completely online, and you can access it for free. We are studying in the volume 12, in the portion of Tetzaveh, and we are going to be starting in section 11, titled Blow a Shofar at the New Moon. Before we get started, does anybody have any questions? Okay. Vayhi Noam Adonai Eloheinu Aleinu Maaseh Yadeinu Kunenehu Petach Hahu Sava V'Amar Tiku Bachodesh Shofar Bakeset Liyom Hagenu Hashta Ihu Zimna Li'itara Dina Ila'a Takifa Zekad Ihu Itar Sitra Achara Itakaf V'chade v'kevam di'ihu Itakaf salik v'tafya V'sichara de'la nahir nehora V'itmalya misitra V'dina k'den ko alma Ihu b'dina ila'ain V'tata'in v'karoza Kariz v'kulhu raki'in Atkinu Kurseya de Dina Lemare de Kola de Ihuba E Lemedan. The old sage opened the discussion saying, blow a shofar at the new moon, at the full moon, literally the covering, on our feast day. Tehillim chapter 81. The new moon is dark. We don't see the new moon. So it's literally talking about the covering, because the feast day is Rosh Chodesh, the head of the month, the first of the month. Sometimes it's one day, sometimes it's 2 days, but we don't see the moon. At the new moon. And so it's covered, it's veiled. And we should blow a shofar at the new moon, is what this verse in Tehillim is telling us. Now is the time for the supernal harsh judgment to awaken. When it awakens, the other side is strengthened by it. Once the other side grows strong, it rises and covers the moon, which is Malchut. So it does not radiate any light, but is filled from the aspect of judgment. Then the whole world is under judgment, both higher and lower beings, and a proclamation is issued throughout all the firmaments. Prepare the throne of judgment for the master over everything, for he wishes to judge. This is talking specifically about Rosh Hashanah, and we're saying that that's the day to blow the shofar. Beraza hakav it nehir lom b'madbara mai itar dina ila abiyama da ela kad kol razin the kol kidushin yakirin kulhu talyan bishviya'a. Behahuz Shavia'a Ila'a Alma Ila'a Dikre Alma Diate Mine Necharin Kol Butsinin Vekol Kidushin Vekol Birkan Vekad Mate Zimna Vekad Tute Birkan Vekidushin Li'anchara Ba'a Li'ashgaha Vekol Tikuna Li'almin Kulhu v'kol inun tikunin v'itkaima kulhon salkin migoy tatae I inun kashran v'ila bashran kedain kaima dila nachir ad v'itparshan hayavin migoy sakain v'kedain it ardina. There is a secret here, which shone upon us in the wilderness. Why did supernal judgment awaken on this day? He answers, all the precious secrets and holy acts stem from the seventh, which is Malchut. And that supernal seventh, which is the supernal world that is called the world to come, namely Bina, all the candles, sanctifications, and blessings shine on Malchut from there. When the time arrives to renew the blessings and holy acts, so they will shine, one should observe the corrections of all the worlds, in order to renew the blessings and sanctifications. All the acts of correction that preserve the worlds rise from the lower beings if their deeds are suitable. If they are not right, Malchut remains without illumination, until the wicked are separated from the righteous, and then judgment awakens. Umehahu dina itakaf sitra achara v'ishtakach makatriga begin diin tu nun le inun Hayavaya begin de ale, ketiv ulko, taklit hu hoker, vahafya le sihara amai la masra, lon bida bim katriga, begin delet, tiute, dekucha barichu, leovada, leovade, yedoi. From that judgment, the other side is strengthened, and the accuser is present, so that the wicked be given over to him, for it is written of him, and searches out all perfection. Verse from Job, chapter 28. And covers the moon so it will not shine. Why does he not give over the wicked to the accuser? Because the Holy One, blessed be he, does not wish to destroy the works of his hands. Behahu sitra achara kaima kalifa takifa ila yakil liitara bar behahu aeta dekucha barichu yachiv liyisrael dikiv tiku bachodesh shofar bakese liyom hagenu begin latavra hachuz kise liit hafya. In the other side, there is a hard klipa that is impossible to break. Except with the counsel, the Holy One, blessed be He, gave the children of Israel as written, blow a shofar at the new moon, at the full moon, literally the covering on our feast day, in order to break that cover with which the moon is covered, which is Malchut, so it does not shine. By blowing the shofar, we are breaking the klipa over the moon and allowing it to shine. We're sweetening the judgments by blowing the shofar. we're allowing the light to shine in the physical world. Without blowing the shofar, whatever you earned, whatever you created as the effect in your life, is going to manifest during the next year. By blowing the shofar, whatever you've earned is sweetened. The judgments are not as severe. And it's actually, the mitzvah is to know the shofar. It's not even to hear it. One has to hear the shofar, but only if you know what you're doing with the shofar. That you're breaking the sklipa that's covering the new moon. That causes the darkness, which is the judgment. And the judgment is the cause of strengthening the other side, which is why the other side runs to be a prosecutor. Because it gets fed its nefesh energy by prosecuting the negative actions that we have all done. V'kad mitarei Yisrael etata v'shofar, ahu kala denafik mishofar, v'tash v'avira uvaka rakiin ad desalka, v'gabei hahu tinara takifa t'chafei l'sichara, ashkach v'ashkach, itaruta t'rachamei, Kedain Hahu Tisalik, the Kaimad Le Ela Itarvav, Kedain Hahu Kala, Kaima the Abar, Hahu Dina, the Kevan Diltata, Ataru, Rahame Haki Name, Le Ela Itar Shofra, Ahara Ila'a, the Apik Kala Dihu, Rachame v'yatar tu, kala v'kala rachame v'rachame uv'it aruta v'yotata itar kaki name le'ela. When the children of Israel awakened below by the blow of the shofar, the sound that emanates from the shofar blasts the air and splits firmaments until it rises to that hard rock, namely the other side, that covers the moon. It observes and brings forth an awakening of mercy. Then the other side that rises and remains above the covering the moon is confounded. That sound stands and removes that judgment from Malchut. Since mercy has awakened below in Malchut, another supernal shofar also awakens above, which is Binah, and produces a sound, namely the mochin of Zeranpin, that is called sound, which is mercy. Sound meets sound, mercy meets mercy, because by the lower awakening there is also an awakening above. The itema hech yakil kala diotata, o itaruta diotata, Yatara haki name, tachatze alma, tata'a kaima, kabala tadir, behu ikre evan tava, the alma ila'a la yahiv le ela kegavna, ihu kaima ihihu, kaima bin hiru, yantin mitata kedain haki, Meharin le malayla v'ihihu kaima v'yativu yachavin le dina v'kavle. You may ask how a sound below or an awakening below awaken that which corresponds to it above. Come and behold, the lower world, which is Malchut, is always ready to receive. It is called a precious stone. the upper world, which is Bina, gives it according to its state. The state is of a shiny countenance from below, in the same manner it is shown upon from above. But if it is in sadness, it is correspondingly given judgment. Ke gavna da ivdu et adonai basim simcha chedva debarnash mashif legabe chedva achara ila'a hakina me chai alma tata'a ke gavna di ihi it atrat haki amshif milela begimokach bekadmi May Yisrael v'yatare v'shofar kala v'yihu kalil v'esha umaya v'rucha v'yitaved chad v'falka v'ela uvatash v'chai evan rava v'yitzterba v'ivnun gavnin v'chai kala Uvdain kama de itchaziyat haki mashich nilela. Similarly, serve Hashem with gladness. Tehillim, chapter 100. Because human gladness draws another supernal gladness. Thus, just as the lower world, namely Malchut, is crowned, so it draws from above. Therefore, the children of Israel are early to rouse with the shofar, a sound, which is combined of fire, water, and air, namely the central column, which is combined of three columns. They become one, which rises and strikes that precious stone that is colored with these three colors, which are white, red, and green, which are three columns combined in this sound. And then it draws from above as it deserves. V'keivan v'itkanat v'chai kala rachamei nafke ilela v'shayan ala v'itkalila v'rachamei mitrata v'milela utdein itarvav sitra achara v'itchadalash Tukpe v'la yakil l'katrega v'chai aven tava kaima bin kiru v'anpin miko sitrin bin kiru diotata u'bin kiru dilela. Once Malchut has been perfected with this sound from below, mercy emerges from above and dwells upon her, and she becomes included in mercy from below and above. Then the other side is confounded, and its power is weakened, and it cannot accuse. This precious stone, which is Malchut, remains with radiant countenance in every direction, with illumination from below and illumination from above. Ematai kaima in hiru dilela kave omer Yoma dekipure uvyoma dekipure it nuhir hahu evan tava bin kiru dilela bingoi nihiru dialma diate uptain mataktin Yisrael itata hacha irum shadrin lechai mitbara takifa dihu Shalta Ale. When does she remain with the illumination from above? On Yom Kippur, for on Yom Kippur that precious stone is lit up, namely Malchut, with a supernal illumination from the light of the world to come, which is Bina. Then the children of Israel prepare a goat and send it to its potent wilderness, which rules over it. The kingdom of heaven is divided by two points. Behahu sitra achara ihu nekuda emsaita deharivu call Haribu, Shimon, Hine Hahus Ba, Akara Shalit Ale, Begin to call the Haribu, the Shimon Namon, Nine, Hahu Sitra, Akara, Shalit Ale, Unkuda, Emsaita, the call Yeshua, Sitra, Ikdusha, Ihu, the Alda, Kaima, Yerushalayim, Emsaita, the call Yeshua, the Alma. That other side is the central point of the portion of the desolate world, because the other side has power over all destruction and desolation that is in the world. The central point of that portion of the inhabitant world is the holy side, which is Malchut. Therefore, Jerusalem is in the center of the inhabitant world, which is the secret of Malchut. Bitrein Nikudin it Parashat Malchu Shemaya Sitra Dikdusha Hadila Vechad Dialma Yate Nikuda Ila'a Tamira'a Viad Kaima Batrein Nikudin Nikuda Dila Kaima Tichota Yerushalam Emsaita the call Shishuva Nikuda Dunatla Naima Ila'a Tamira Ihu Gimelayan Yara the Kaima Emsaita the call Alna the call Sidrin the Karivu the Yeshuva the call Sidrin the Alma. The kingdom of heaven, the side of holiness, is divided by two points, one of its own and another that it received from the world to come, which is Bina, which is a supernal hidden point. Therefore, the righteous stands on two points. Its own point is under it, which is Jerusalem, which is the center of the whole civilization. The hidden point that it received from supernal Ima, the world to come in the terrestrial Garden of Eden, that is located in the center of the world in all its aspects, those of desolation and habitation, and all the worlds, on all the aspects of the world. The Ad, the Emsaita, the Gan Eden, Kaima, the Kuda, Hada, Ila'a, Tamidra. Ugniza Dila Yibia Vechad Amuda Na'it Mintata Ve'ela Goy Hahi Nikuda Umitaman Nave Maya De Emzirashi Rishu Le'arba Sitre Alma Ishtakahu Talat Nikudin the Alma, the Kaiman, the Alda, Kegadna, the Tlat, Nikudin, the Oraita. Therefore, in the middle of the Garden of Eden, there is a supernal point, covered and concealed, since it is unknown. A pillar is inserted from below, up within that point, and from there gushes water that separates to the four directions of the world. So we find that there are three points in the world, one on top of the other, like the three points in the Torah. Kachate, Kahushat. Seir Din Shadrin Yisrael Yazalzel Ehahu Midbara Begin Mamechav Kulaka Ehahu Sitra Achara Leit Aska Bechade Lei Kema Tiren Seirin Amai Haka Chad Ladonai Bechad Latahu Sitra Achara Pinach Ahu Sa'ir Desitra Achara Ladonai Amai. Come and see, Israel sent to go to Azazel, to the wilderness, so as to give a portion to the other side, which to be occupied. You may ask why there are two goats here, one for Hashem and one for the other side. It is understandable to send the goat of the other side to Azazel, but why the goat to Hashem? Ela l'malka dehava argiz al berei kara l'sanhtira ahu diave dina bine nasha tadir begin diistaman l'mevad dina bivre ahu sinhtira Adevi Alvede Malka, the Mekal Taman Kevan the Ashkach De Vere Amar Vadai La Al Santira Da Bave Abba Ela Begin Yargiz Malka Alai Ma Aved Azal the Itpayas Bechade Kevan the Itpayas Bechade Pakid Malka Lemebad Siudata Ila Le Ulivre Bechakid Dela Yada Behahu Santira Levatar Al Hahu Santira Amar Malka Hashta in da da misududata ila'a li'atkinait li v'livre itarbev patora ma'avad kara l'mamana al se'udata amar li'atkin midi utshave kamei Uchave Hame Dehahu Santira Begin Yehash Shiv Saeed Kame Kama Midilali Vila Yinda Behahi Suudata Yakira Behedva Dili Vidivre Yito Hahu Tulaka Yazil Ve ויתפרש מחדבה דוסידתה אילן ואי לב ודמלכה אביד הקהילה יתפרש ההוא סנטירה מבי מלכה. He answers, it is similar to a king who was angry with his son. He summoned the bailiff who regularly meted out justice to people in order to come and punish his son. The bailiff rejoiced and entered the king's palace to eat there. As soon as the son saw him, he thought, certainly the only reason this bailiff has come to my father's place is because the king is angry with me. What did he do? He tries to please him. Once he pleased him, the king ordered a magnificent feast for himself and his son, and he commanded that the bailiff would not know of it. Afterwards, the bailiff came. The king thought, now if he knows of the grand feast that I prepared for my son and subject. Now if he knows of the grand feast that I prepared for my son and myself, there will be confusion at the table. What did he do? He called the butler in, charge over the feast, and told him, prepare something to put before me and the bailiff, so that the bailiff would think that he dined with me, and would not know about that other precious feast for me and my son. He would then take that portion and leave, and disengage from our joyous feast. If the king had not done this, that bailiff would not have left the king's palace. And the bailiff, of course, is the Satan. Kach amar kudsha barichu Yisrael Azminu, Terein She'irin Had Li V'Had L'Kahu, Yiltorah Edim V'Chashir Humisudata, Dili Ka'akil V'La, Yinda Misudata, V'Chedba Achara Bila V'Yisav, Ahu Kulaka V'Yezil, V'Arche V'Yitparash, Mideiti, Devan V'Ima V'La'a, Alma V'Ate, Ate, Elinishre Goy Hekala, V'Alma Tata'a, V'Ashgacha Ala, V'Imkiru V'Anpin V'Din, Din hu de la ishtekach hahu yotora de la mare divinanin lekabein kad apik kol birkan v'yanhir lekola v'kad hahu viru ishtekach Yisrael natle kol birkan v'yanhir lekola v'kol hahu viru Ishtakach v'Yisrael Nadlei Me'inun Birkan. So did the Holy One, blessed be He, say to Israel, prepare two goats, one for me and one for that slanderer, namely the other side, so that he will think that he ate from my meal and will not know of the other, our own joyous meal. Let him take that portion and go his way, and depart from my house, since Caperno Ima, which is the world to come, namely Bina, came to dwell in the sanctuary of the world. To observe it with a radiant face, it is only right that the slanderer would not be present, nor the plaintiff, when he takes out all the blessings and illuminates everything, and all manner of freedom is available in Malchut, and Israel receives those blessings. Yeha kad alma diate al vehekara, di alma tata'a beyashkach, dechade alma tata'a in beno, hahu se'udata, ila'a kedain ihu kedain, petora, the Almin Kuhu Mit Bar Tantin, the Kola Haidu, the Paul Dinigru, the Anpin, the Ishtakahu, Naman Haidiki, Lisne Adonai Tishtaru. When the world to come, which is Bina, enters the sanctuary of the lower world, which is Malchut, and the lower world rejoices in its children in that magnificent feast that has gone to Bina, then Bina blesses the table. All the worlds are blessed, and every kind of joy and shining face are present there. This is what is written, that you may be seen before Hashem. Vayikra, chapter 16. Ketiv Natan Acharon Al Shenei Hasirim Dorat Lot Goral Achad Ladonai the Goral Achad Leazal Zel Da Ihu Hahu Hedva Gehavu Biotora Begin Bekutsha Berichu Yatil Ime Goral Vezamin Le Vela Yada Nua Dalik Atil La Reshe Real Mamai Dile Kafnal Ralech Ka Ki Dila Ali. Gehed Hedlim Ata Sote Al Risho. It is written, and Aaron shall cast lots on the two goats, one lot for Hashem and the other lot for Azazel. This is the joy of the slanderer, that the Holy One, blessed be He, casts lots with him and invites him to take the scapegoat. But he does not realize that he pours a flaming fire on his head and on his people. as is written, for you will keep coals of fire upon his head. Mishlei, chapter 25. The Simanim, the Simanit, Aflo Hazia, Asai, Malkaim Hamelech, El Hamishte, Asher Asata, Ki Imoti, Insinit, Vietse, Haman, Bayom Hahu, Zan. Samach, the Tov, Lev, the Hahu Holaka, the Natil, the Azil, Lay, the Lordai, Adate, Malka, Ila'a, the Vay, Matronita, Matronita, Savat, the Al-Badanaha, the Al-Ama, Min, Malka. You may derive this from the passage. Even Esther the queen let no one come in with the king to the banquet that she prepared but her myself. Esther chapter 5. And then Haman went out that day joyful and with a glad heart with that portion that he received and went his way. Afterwards, when the supernal king came to the queen's palace, the queen asked for herself or her children and her people of the king. Ve'afilu bezimna di Yisrael galuta utzalu v'tzoltin. Udein itzgazaru kol inun nukmin zamin kadja v'rif. Mebad im Edom, the it gazar hech zamin dil Torah, tali it abra, malam mealma, kaftal alaf, bila, hamavit, vadetra. Even when the children of Israel are in exile and pray daily, Malchut ascends on this day, Yom Kippur, before the king and asks for her amends. That all vengeance that the Holy One, blessed be He, is going to bring against Edom are decreed, and is decreed how this slanderer will be removed from this world, as is written, he will destroy death forever. The Simanim Nich Bezimna de Galuta Ki Vim Zakarnu Ani Vigomer Ki Ein Hatsar Shove Benetzek, Hamelech, my Benetzek, Hamelech, Taftal Dalet, the Hikri 2, Et Shemenu, Min Haaretz, Umata, Seh, Ki Ein Hatsar Shovet, Benetzek, Hamelech, Ma, Benetzek, Hamelech, Teftalad Aleph, Behik, Riv 2, Et Shemenu, Min Haaretz, Umata, Ase, Lishimcha, Hagadol, Deha, Shema, Ila'a, La, Itkayam, Bekiyume, Veda, Yehu, Venesek, Hamelech. Bear in mind that it is written about the time of exile, for we are sold, I and my people, since the affliction would not have equaled the king's damage. Esther chapter 7. What is the king's damage? It is as you say, and cut off your name from the earth, and what will you do for your great name? Yehoshua chapter 7. Because a great name will no longer be maintained, and this is the king's damage. Udein the Haman Nivat Nilisne, Kamelis, the Hamalka, Kedain, the Chiru, the Antin, the Kol Kidu, Kishak, the Israel, Naske, the Chiru, the Hahu Yoma, Kedain, Behahu, Yoma, the Lahala, Chiru, the Chedba, the Itgala, Balia, the Shaltaa, Alaihu Kedain Ba'e Lamechade Imkon Mikan Ul Ala Kima Yahavu Le Hulaka Eid Parsha Minchora Hakri Name Yechadin Lishar Amin Eid Parsha Minhon Minchon Litata. Then Haman, who is the other side, was struck with terror before the king and the queen. Esther chapter 7. Then every shining face and every joyous present, and the children of Israel go out free on that day, Yom Kippur. From that day and onward, freedom and joy openly rule over them, and he wishes to rejoice with them. From here on, just as a portion is given to the other side, so that he shall depart from Israel. A portion is also given to the other nations, so that they will depart from Israel below. Tachate ma hu raza de karbana, de karba sha'ir v'la mila achara, achara v'yamai sha'ir v'rosh hodesh, v'hakan ame sa'ir ela itema begin, dihu sitra dile yeot amai la have aez. Come and see, what is the secret meaning of offering a goat rather than something else? Why is it that on the first day of the month we offer a goat, and also here on Yom Kippur? If you say that it is because a goat is of its aspect, it is well, but not why not an adult goat, the Hebrew is ez, but a young goat, the Hebrew is seir, which is small. Elamila da itzterich v'yehi ishtakachat l'marechon d'chadrashin d'kol ovadaihu Bema itchabu bar benukva. Benukva. Ve'ad sa'ir lo itchabar benukva. Besidrin delay kulhu azkad itchabar benukva uvgin dihu. Malka Yahavin Le Begin Yikara Dila Chai Dila Itchabar Venukba Vela Vechiv Lechelak Acharala. This is needed namely just a goat, and it is known to all those who perform witchcraft, who perform it only with that which has not yet mated with a female. The answer is, this is needed, namely just a goat, and it is known to all those who perform witchcraft, who perform it only with that which has not yet mated with a female. Therefore, all the young goats which have not yet mated with a female are among its species to the other side, and fruit. But a grown goat has already mated with a female and produced fruit. Therefore, it is not in the portion of the other side. Since the other side is a king, as is written, an old and foolish king. In its honor, a young goat be given, one that never mated with a female, and did not give of his strength to another, of his own kind, as mentioned, and each sorcerer who performs these functions know this. However, therefore, they lay all their sins on their young goat. B'tachatzi, Yuku Halaka the Hahu Sidra Achara Raza Hakako Hane Sidrin Acharanin Diltata Kuhu Misavin Yatir Vikol Ma Dvedachtin Dargin Tatain Haki Misavu Ilhon Yatir Ugin Kach Be'ez Yatir Hula Kehon Begin Desayara Dile Talya Yatir Mibeira Achara Kemadi Dina Dilhon Tale Letatam Bimsa Avu Abal Chai Malka Chayavta Achara Malka Dekola Behachu Sidra Barur Yuku Yatir Misavu Dile Vila Misavu Shalim Kehane Tatae Alda Sair Disar Dile La Talya Vila Shaira La Shaia Begin Dechahu Misavu Dile Vila Talya Begin Dila Itzachaf Be Misavu Behane Tatae Vialda Vadai Sair Vila Achara. Come and see. Even though the young goat is the portion of the other side, there is a secret here. For in the sight of impurity, the lower the aspects, the greater their impurity. And the more the lower grades descend, the greater is their impurity. Therefore, the portion of the other side is greater in a grown goat, because its hairs hang down more than any other animal, just as their judgment stems below in impurity. The impurity of the single kingdom, which is the king of the entire other side, is clearer, and more refined, and is not as completely impure as the lower ones. Therefore it is given a young goat, Hebrew is Seir, literally meaning hairy, whose hair does not hang down, is not smooth. It is not smooth because of its impurity, but the hair does not hang downward, so that the impurity shall not grow strong, like these lower grades of the other side. Therefore, it is surely a young goat and nothing else. Kippur Amai Ikre, Kippur Ela Begin Denavki, Kol Masa Avu V'Abar, Le Mikarne V'Chahu Yoma V'Alda Yomar Kippur, Yom Kippur, Yoma Din Ki Yuta V'Haki Karena, Le Ketiv Ki Bayom Hazeh V'Kapter, Alachem V'Tacher Etchem, Ki Hayom Hazeh Mibae Le Mai Ki, Yom Hazeh Ela Begin Di Itta V'Ke, Makdesha Le'ela V'It Nahir Ketiv Ki Biyom Hazeh, Yikaper Alechem, Yikaper Inana Nake V'Kadmeta, Vayom Hazeh Begin Di Itta Ke Ulvatar Alechem. He asks, why is it called atonement? Hebrew is Kippur. He answers, because it cleanses all impurity and removes it from before him on this day. Therefore, it is called Yom Kippur, which means a day of cleansing. Thus we call it, it is written, for on that day will he forgive you to cleanse you. Vayikra, chapter 16. He asks, why does it say, for on that day? It should have said, for this day. He answers, because the celestial temple, which is Malchut, was purified and lit up. Therefore it is written, for on that day will he forgive you, which means he shall forgive you and cleanse first this day, namely Malchut, so that he may purify, and afterwards you. Two, Yikaper, Bayom Hazer, Vinake, Lei, Bekadmeta, Recall, Elaine, Recall, Da, Alechem, Beginechon, Itzderich, Lunaka, Lei, Ukadaka, Lei, Bekadmeta, Yikaper, Man, Yikaper, Ela, Da, Hud, Alma, Ila'ah, Benahir, Benakeh, Lekolah, V'ad Kulhu, Tzitrin, Bishin, V'ikrun, Mitzolaut, Yam, Itavaru, V'kama, V'inun, Betzolot, Yam, Talyan, Haki, Name, Taya, Sa'ara delayed, Vihu Sitra, Dilhon Visa'ara, Vihahu Sitra, La She'ira, Ia. Another explanation, he forgive on that day, which is Malchut, and cleanse it first. The only reason it needs to be cleansed is you. That is, for your sake it needs to be cleansed and purified first. He shall forgive, he asks, who shall forgive? And he declares, and he answers, it is the upper world, which is Bina, that illuminates and cleanses everything. Therefore, all the evil aspects, which are called the depths of the sea, are removed. As these depths of the sea are drooping down, so are the hairs of the young goat, which pertains to its side, namely the other side. The hairs of that side are not smooth, but are coarse, which alludes to judgments. Kegavna da keti v'kiper al kakodesh mitumot b'nei Yisrael v'kipkish etem v'kol chatotam Dela Yakil Mikatriga, Vishalta'a Alaihu, Yalda Biyoma, Diktiv, Dihu Kinudki, Dekol Chovin, Venakyu, Dilchon Biam Israel, Venaka'a, Garmaihu, Umehaha, Vehefe, Raglim Memalache, Ilain, Chamesh, Inuyin, Begin the Istava, Mechamesh, Sitrin, Ilain, Dioma, Vikipura, Apik, Lon, Vinun, Tarin, Dile. Similarly, it is written, and he shall make atonement for the holy place because of the uncleanness of the children of Israel, and because of their transgression and all their sins. Vayikra chapter 16, meaning that the accuser will not have power over them. Therefore, on Yom Kippur, which is the wiping away of all the sins and their cleansing, Israel should purify themselves and walk barefoot like the lofty angels. There are five deprivations on Yom Kippur, which are eating and drinking, washing, anointing, wearing shoes, and marital revelations. In order to be helped by five supernal aspects, which are Chesed, Gevurah, Tiferet, Netzach, and Hod, which Yom Kippur, which is Bina, brought forth, and which are its gates. Ve'ish, Atiyah, Kach, Hashiv, Ve'ihu, Mesitra, the Itzhak, Hashit, the Amarayan Gibel, the Kiklau, Akila, Ihu, Ukdain, Inun, Shit, the Inuya, Batrea, Tamshish, Tashmish, Amita, Ihu, Udaga, Shatita, Shakiach, the Kavlai, Anan, Avidin, Inuyata. If drinking is considered as a separate deprivation, then there are six deprivations, because drinking is from the side of Isaac, which is Gevurah. and eating is from the side of Abraham, which is chesed. This is why there are two, even though drinking is included in the eating. So when there are six, the last deprivation is marital relations, and is located in the sixth level, which is Yesod. And corresponding to it, we perform the deprivation. That is the last of section 13. Our study of an hour is up. I did not make too many comments today. But does anybody have any questions? I invite you to join us next Tuesday night at 7:45 when we will be talking about the 13 attributes. And then again Wednesday next week at 10 p.m. when we will be talking about the portion of Ki Tisa, the sin of the golden calf, and again on Thursday at 10:30. Shabbat Shalom to all of you. Remember, this is Shabbat Zachor, which is the Shabbat that is a halakha for all men, women, and children to come listen to the Torah. This is the Shabbat of remembrance. Kabbalistically, we never do something because of our memory. The same energy exists as what took place at that time, and therefore it will manifest again. Shabbat Shalom.
Shabbat Shalom. Thank you.